it shall be well with you. Say amen. Even if the man is not called, all right, he's still a priest. Every believer in Christ Jesus is a priest, is empowered to bless. Amen. And that's why look on your church, say, turn to your neighbor and say, it shall be well with you. Yes, you have the power. I'm serious. You have it's a priestly office. But most of those people are not really prophets, really. So when you are praying, really, because it's among the things that I put down as prayer points. These are things you pray for. That God, that there will be what? A release of your prophetic unction. Now, you know, real prophetic unction now, not a priestly blessing unction, all right? Into the body of Christ. Because, take a country like Nigeria, there's so much complication around that. What we can do generally as people is to use the general principles of the scriptures. All right, like God loves justice. You can pray about justice. Do you understand? You can pray about justice. But there are specific things that God wants to do at a particular point in time. Remember that the CD I said we should all get aggressive prayer. Listen to it. All right? God just stimulates a desire, a specific one in the heart of somebody. And if he's a prophet, he will share it with you that this was what God showed me that he's about to do. And when God tells you that two things he's saying, pray about it and prepare for it. And that's something we don't see often. Right now, in our country, we don't. But I think we can pray. If God knows we're interested, and we ask him to do it, he will release the anointing into our lives. All right? When I say into our lives, I don't mean each one of us individually, but just like he raised pastors and teachers and evangelists, all right, he also raised real prophets who will not speak except God gives them a word. All right? Every time you hear Tunde Bakare preach, he's just preaching. He can be a teacher, or, you know, or just an exhorter, all right? But then occasionally, a word will come, and he will declare that word. Is that all right? And it shapes, number one, not just what happens in the nation. It shapes how the believers respond. Sometimes God is actually warning. And when I look at what happened in Rwanda and Burundi, that's where that Rwanda crisis, that is it about 800,000 people were killed in about 3 months, all right? You know that one or two things. Either there was nobody to pray for that country, or they sinned so bad, okay? That God poured down that judgment upon them. It's one of two things. Either there was nobody to pray. Because God says, look, anyway, I don't want to use all the time discussing all these things. Because you know that God is just and God is love. The two of them, one doesn't cancel the other. God will be so loving, but because of justice, he has to release terror. So because of love, he will not ask somebody, pray that this terror might not come upon them. All right? Now, let's just... you've gotten that point. All right. So, where was that? Okay, I just mentioned that issue about prophets and the issue of persistence and the power of our words, that we are the ones that give God the authority on the earth, all right? Because the earth he has given to the sons of men. The Lord is good. Okay, so what we are going to do, we'll rise to our feet and then we'll pray for for the Church of God in Nigeria even for 15 minutes and then we'll close. All right. So I want us to pray specifically now. Let me just remind us of something I said before. Because I have noticed that if you say something different once, people forget it quickly. They get stuck to the one that they knew for a very long time. The way you do corporate praying, all right, the proper way to do it is not what we do these days amongst Pentecostals. The people that have the best approach to it, from my understanding of the scriptures, all right, are the... And it's the two of them I know, Catholics and Anglicans, all right? They have that, in which prayer, if you've been to a Catholic church, they tell you about the prayer of the saints, all right? And usually the prayers are well written, you know, somebody writes it and everybody choruses an answer. And believe me, that is the ideal thing. The one that all of us scatter. You want to scatter in your bedroom, scatter in your house. You know, I like when you're in your own room, you can pray anyhow. Pray always. That's the place you can pray always. You know, always. This way, that way. Like one day in church, Ken Carter said, when you want to pray, you must do something mad. Everybody carry a chair, put on your head. It's good. Yes. He said, look, that you go mad. So usually that kind of madness is in your house, you can do it. If you like, carry your television so that you won't fall asleep. there are those who do it. On campus those days, it was a sports complex. There are brethren that they can't pray standing. They jog, you know, wear their jogging stuff and then start. 400 meters each time. After 400 meters, five devils are gone. Under 400 meters, a legion of angels arrives. You know, that's how they do. Is they used to joke. That's the only way. Part of it is that this sleep, I will overcome you one way or the other. Where I won't sleep, save now for grass. Yeah, but when people gather together, it's not the time to scatter. The ideal thing is that we, you know, when Bible says they pray in one accord, the best thing, this is where I say that, if everybody can concentrate, all right, somebody will have prepared a prayer and say your prayer nicely. Everybody hears you clearly. And this chorus, what? Amen. I have a personal modification. And that is that, say it, let everybody repeat it. You know why I like that? Because we are so used to scattering that that's the best way. We won't scatter in mind. Because by the time you pray your prayer halfway, they don't say, Kai, Chelsea go, don't score by now. You understand? But if you make the person, all right, repeat after you, there's no how. He must stay there with you. All right. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. All right, quickly, if you have your Bibles, quickly open to the book of... We're going to take a number of prayer points, all right? Just for the body of Christ, because it's very important. Let me just explain this. You know, the problem... God doesn't like to solve problems outside until he has solved the one with us. Is that all right? No, that's the way it is. It's easy for us to come and shout, corruption in Nigeria. God says, you, thank you, Pastor, come, sit down. Let's just check corruption inside yourself. Are you getting my point? That if you guys tackle your own corruption, the one outside will be very easy for me to tackle. But if you guys don't, if you promote people because they have money, and whether they stole it or not, it doesn't matter anymore, and you tell them that even if it's blood money, you have a special preparation that you use to claim blood money. Once you are saying like that, no matter how much they steal, I can't do anything. Because if I were to start, I have to start with you. You understand what I'm saying? That's a matter of fact, all right? So, I actually, today I was praying so that we'll pray for the country, but along the line, as I settled on this, apparently, that's the most important. So, let's just do that for a few minutes, and then we go away from here. Now, I may not be able to do what I said is ideal, all right, because I didn't prepare that fully, but at least we can read a few scriptures, and then I will allow us this time around. Please don't scatter too much, but where I can give guide, I will. Where I can't, please, don't just scatter too much. Focus on... let me just say it again. You don't have to be innovative. People think that you have to look for fantastic words, powerful words that will move God. Listen, very few things move God, all right? Very, very few. What matters to him is that you know his purpose and you agree with it. That's all. You walk in obedience to him. It's personalities that move God. It's not words. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you're a correct person, you can move him. All right? All right. In the book of John chapter 17, I just want us to look at a few prayers that Jesus prayed for his disciples, and therefore, by implication, us, which God shows that that is his plan, and which, I just want to read first from verse 9. You see the things they ask for, and they will just pray along those lines also. Is that I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all things that are mine are thine, and they and thine are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And I am no more in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. What's happened is that I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name, yes. Now notice this request he's making. He said, Lord, keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given me, that they may be one. Notice that. Preservation. Number two, unity. Even as we are one. While I was with them, I was keeping them in thy name which thou hast given me, and I gathered them. And not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. We're back to that preservation. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, verse 17, it says, sanctify them in the truth. thy word is what? Truth. To preserve, all right, and to sanctify, they go hand in hand. To sanctify means to cut out, to be separate. While being in the world, but not being of the world. He said, as thou didst send me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask in behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word. That is for you and I, who read the scriptures today and accept the testimony of John, the testimony of Matthew, Luke, Paul, and all of those things, those people. And that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. Now let me just stop there. But if you look through this, you'll see that he made a few requests for the church. Number one was for what? Preservation. Number two, I said, was for what? Unity. Now all of this, actually, if you look through it properly, no time to analyze it, is going to come out through the truth. If you look at our logo, all right, Kingdom Word, below what is written is separating by His truth. That's what we wrote there. Because actually, that's what God uses, all right, to separate His people. Now, so we are going to pray for the body of Christ, just like Jesus prayed now, all right? He said that you deliver them from the evil one. Now, when he says from the evil one, please, I don't have time to explain it. He's not talking that so that the evil one will not kill them. That was not the prayer. The prayer was so they will not fall into his what? Temptation. That's it. All right? Now, I don't know which words to tell you to use, but we can pray a few simple words. We will pray, right, like I wrote it here, we pray that God will deliver us as a body, all right? At least we can observe what is wrong right now in the body of Christ, like Nigeria, from the temptation of covetousness and worldliness. It's very simple. Do you understand my point? Now, as we are saying that, other things develop. For example, the propagation of truth. I will explain that as we begin to pray, all right? Can we just bow down our heads now and begin to pray? First prayer point is very simple. Use simple words. You can repeat words I'm using. I will pray aloud so that you can follow me if you wish to, or just bow your head and say amen, or use your own words. But please, let's not distribute ourselves too much. As we go on, we'll plan these things better. Now, just say to the Father, in the name of Jesus, use your own words. Lord, I pray for the body of Christ in Nigeria. I can handle that personally now. And I think let's all together pray for the body of Christ in our country, that will be delivered from the evil one, from the temptations of the evil one. Say, Lord, separate us by thy truth. We pray for the church in this nation, that, Lord, we know that if we will walk in the truth, then we will be the light of the world indeed. Therefore, we ask that you will separate us by your truth. What does that entail? That you will magnify truth amongst us. You will make us love the world more than material things. That, Lord, you will stir up the spirit of holiness once again in the body of Christ in this nation. We ask in the name of Jesus that this is the body that Christ died for. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will separate us by your truth. Kindle again in us the spirit of holiness. That worldliness will be a word we learn again and learn to despise worldliness. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, cause us to love truth. Magnify the voices of truth. That's a very important prayer point. Say, Lord, magnify the voice of truth in this nation in the name of Jesus. There are prophets when I say prophets, I mean preachers, teachers, whatever, pastors, evangelists, but men of God that you have preserved, even the time of worldliness, when many people have followed after Jezebel, but you have preserved these ones. Lord, the time has come that you will release them, that they might influence the whole body with your truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, release understanding. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you as a body, not just individuals now, that as a body of Christ in Nigeria, that we will reflect Christ Jesus for the earth to see, that we will no longer take pride in material things. Very important. Lest we continue like the church in Laodicea, saying that we are rich and we have need of nothing, when we do not know that we are poor and wretched and blind and miserable. Say, Lord, we ask, another prayer point I just brought up, reveal our true state to us, again, by your truth. Sanctify us by your truth. Say, Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Say, Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Say, Lord, sanctify us by your truth. And there's a scripture to support what I'm saying there. Quickly, let me read from the book of Jeremiah chapter 3. It will help us. Everybody, just listen to this. The book of Jeremiah chapter 3. You can just listen to me. I'll read it out, verse 15. This is God's plan. He said, I will give you shepherds. I like King James here. He says, pastors after my own heart, who will feed you on knowledge, all right, and understanding. And it shall be in those days when you are multiplied and increased in the land, declares the Lord, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It shall not come to mind, nor shall they remember it, nor shall they miss it, nor shall it be made again. That is, what will have happened is that God will have restored, all right, taken out of this the evil heart, stubbornness, and had restored a fleshly heart into those hearts. How will they do it? He said, I will feed you, I will give you shepherds or teachers or pastors, or let me use the word, spiritual leaders after my heart, who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. And there was something that Jesus said, if you look, I think that would be the book of Luke chapter 10. Let's quickly read that one also. The book of Luke chapter 10. But this is, you know, why I like to read this, so that you will see the plan of God. In verse 2, it says, and he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Now, see, look, this, it was a direct commandment. He said, beseech the Lord of the harvest. Remember what we have been saying? There is truth that sanctifies. Are you getting my point? A lot of things we are praying about in the nation, let me tell you the truth, they are just things that would dissolve naturally if the church really stands out as the truth of God. Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth. You know salt, what it means? It means you preserve things. When you are there with your influence, crime naturally drops. Are you getting my point? But then, the first thing is that you must be, in quote, purified. You must be sanctified. And he said, how does that happen? It's by what? The word of God. Therefore, we'll pray. Say, Lord, give us shepherds after your heart who will feed us only with your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. Let me say this so that, look, some of this, if you hear it, you'll be surprised. You know, I was into Pastor Poggi a few days ago. He said when he was going to start out the ministry, a senior person in ministry actually advised him that this teaching thing you do, nobody has time for it on Sundays. On Sunday, you are supposed to make people feel good. Are you getting my point? No, really. That, look, people don't have time for it. Just come and make them feel happy. That is not a shepherd after God's heart. No, it's not. It's not. All right? Like I said, my job is not to make anybody feel happy. It's to tell them what? The truth. Knowledge and understanding. Not the things of God. If you are in iniquity, you should feel sad. It's the right thing now. Godly sorrow. You should be crying. We won't comfort you. Let the sorrow almost kill you. Just before you die, they will comfort you and you'll be revived. Then you will sin again. The Bible says, don't say to the sinner, I shall be well with him. What do you say to? Who do you say that to? To the righteous. So if a man is walking iniquity, tell him. God is going to get you. Say, are you serious? Yes, the soul that's next shall die. Then you start crying. Hey, and that's repentance. It's not anybody's job to make you feel happy. That's not a pastor after God's heart. Is that all right? I'm sorry to say this. A lot of congregations people gave me that kind of counsel, so as to get money to support the work of the ministry. The ministry work is good. Do you understand that? And it costs money. But then, it is forbidden. A pastor, a shepherd, is supposed to feed people with knowledge, with understanding of God, not to use the avenue to get money. Do you follow my point? Therefore, this is our prayer. Simple words. Lord, give us shepherds after your heart. All right? Who will feed your body with understanding, with knowledge. It's simple. Say, Lord. Now, if I say this, I hope you won't feel like a judgmental prophet. Say, Lord, any congregation that was organized for the raising of money, we ask you, please, kindly show the man mercy and show the people mercy. The mercy of the people will shut them down first. Do you have the strength to pray that prayer? Well, if you don't, leave it. I'll do it myself. All right? Don't name names, so, because you don't know anything. Do you understand my point? It's a general, generic prayer because of things that we know do happen. All right? So it's a simple prayer. Say, Lord, give us, entrench, promote. That's a good word. Promote shepherds after your heart. Those ones that you have kept in caves, hidden in the time of Jezebel's reign. Say, Lord, bring them forth and give them to us. Say, pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers into his harvest. Say, Lord, send your pure laborers into this development of your church in this country in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the message of truth, the message of righteousness, the message of holiness, the message that is Christ-centered be the, in quote, popular thing amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say, Lord, we refuse to be deceived. Declare it before God. Say, I, on behalf of my brethren, I refuse to be deceived. That is, I reject deception. Where we have enjoyed deception and make us feel good messages before, we repent and say, Lord, tell us the truth. We want to know you. Therefore, Lord, release laborers of truth into your harvest field. Men who will speak your word for no ulterior motive. Ask God to elevate the teachings of truth and reduce the influence of negative teachings and wrongly motivated teachings. And Lord, you know, ask him, say, Lord, we ask for understanding for everyone. The spirit of discernment. Lord, I will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And because of time, last of all, very importantly, you heard the words of Jesus Christ. He said he wanted them to be one as he and the Father are one. In simple words again, say, Lord, make us one in this nation as a body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, break down every wall of denominationalism that's separating us. We're not asking God to close churches down. That's not the point. But that men will stop respecting their denomination more than the body of Christ. Yes, that one we can ask for. That the name of Jesus will be more important than the name of a founding preacher. That the name of Jesus will be more important than the name of the pastor of or bishop of a denomination. That the name of Jesus will be elevated amongst his people. Say, Lord, we love you. We love your truth. Our soul cries out for it. Now, you remember what I said about the prophetic office? That's a sign, all right, as an example of many things that are missing from the body of Christ. He said, Lord, for the ministries that are missing in their manifestation, we ask you that you release the anointing again into our midst in the name of Jesus. Specifically, we ask for prophetic unction. We ask for prophetic insight that we will know your plan and know what to do in the name of Jesus. Now, thank God for the priestly function that you have experienced in the name of prophecy. You understand what I'm saying? It's important. Well, because I don't want us to despise it. Because the mistake we make sometimes is that we say that we start despising things that were not perfect, even though they basically are good. So I want us to, for a minute, all right? Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank. In fact, just everybody, just repeat after me. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the priestly office that we have experienced. The words that have come forth to bless us, we say thank you for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, however, we ask for a release of true prophetic anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. Said, you release this gift when you ascended on high. Say, Lord, let them be manifested now in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, raise men that can carry that office and perform your function effectively. When I say men, I mean men and women. No, it's not the gender issue, all right? Okay, if you like, just say men and women. Good. Say, Lord, raise men and raise women who will carry that office and give direction to your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Simple words. I want to just say amen to this, all right? As I pray, what I want to say is amen. Because I'm running off now. Father, we thank you because of the power of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, because you love us and you have planted us in this nation as the salt of the earth and as the light of the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the great things that you have done amongst us, how you brought the gospel into this nation, as how you began to birth the body of Christ in this country, and how you built different churches, denominations, raised ministers, raised Christians, and are affecting the world through all these people. Thank you, Lord, for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because today you have also heard us. And in accordance with our request, we declare, all right, that the love of truth will prevail in the body of Christ in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that the spirit of holiness, the messages of the new creation in Christ Jesus, the doctrine of righteousness, the doctrine of consecration, Lord, will be the love of our hearts and it will be released into the body of Christ once again in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we reject deception. Say amen there. Lord, we reject deception. We reject confusion. We reject the doctrine of feel good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. But we hold on to consecration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, that your true anointing, Lord, will be released amongst us, Lord. We declare that our hearts are totally united to the love of truth. And that we'll be united in as one in this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the release of your prophetic unction. Lord, we love truth. We want to know you. We want to be exalted, that is magnified only in Christ Jesus. We reject worldliness. Lord, we declare, like Jesus said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. Lord, we refuse to make material possessions the aim of our gospel. But that Christ-likeness is what we are going after. Lord, from all the missing gifts in the body of Christ, we take the prophetic one, Lord, as a point of contact, like we say, as a prototype to stand for the rest. Lord, we ask for a restoration in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have many pastors, we have many teachers, evangelists, but Lord, we don't have many prophets. We ask, Lord, for a restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that we will have direction concerning what to do, concerning what you are doing at each particular season. That men's hearts, Lord, will be pricked. That the hidden things in their hearts, Lord, will be manifested. That they will know that indeed Jesus is Lord. Lord, release this unction again, or these unctions, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Build us up to be great, Lord. Because we know, Lord, that once we walk in purity, we will affect this nation. There is no corruption in the world that will not be tackled if there's purity in the church. Lord, there is no confusion in the world that will not be made clear if there is focus, singleness of eye in the church. That singleness of eye, that dedication to truth, is why we have gathered again today, Lord, to make requests of you. Grant these words, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe it, say amen.